glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, February 22nd. 2024. I'm your friend Donna Leland, and I'm excited to introduce you to some new friends I made. They came to our church to minister. Again, we are a teeny tiny church, maybe 20, 30 people on a good Sunday, and they took time out of their day and were willing to minister to just a small congregation. It's the Judith Montgomery family, Judith and her beautiful daughter, Megan. Thanks for coming on Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Donna. It's great to be here.
I love spotlighting people who are just everyday people, but very talented. You hold down regular jobs, and you have life, you have family, and yet God has given you this beautiful gift. Now, when was it when you kind of began to realize you like to sing, and when did you realize other people like to hear you sing?
Well, I have been around music from before I was born. My parents were evangelists that sang in churches, local churches, nothing big. And then as I grew up, my brothers were musicians. My mom and dad still sang. And then I started singing trio with them around 12, 13 years of age, but I was so shy. I'd have to be behind a piano. And then I think the most, after I first got married, 33 years ago, that we found some local groups that really wanted to have me because of the piano, and then finding out you got vocals. And I think that's whenever I found that mostly people like to hear you sing.
And then you just kept adding kids, and they became a part of the group as well.
Yes, that is correct. All of my children are 7 years apart. It's a long span.
And so how did you start incorporating them into your group?
I was very backwards and shy, and I would get sick when I first started singing, and God called me as a soloist out of the groups that I was in locally, and I didn't want my children to be and have to carry that burden. So when Megan was around 5, I believe, we would start doing Jesus Loves Me and different choruses whenever I do my solos and my singing in churches. And each one, as my kids grew up, when Megan was around 12, we started doing trying to do alto and soprano and different variances there instead of just lead. And then Graham, when he came along, he was a little later and his voice changed, which causes a lot of issues. Megan didn't have that problem. So, and when Graham was around, we started doing him with vocals, harmonies around 13 or 14 years of age. But then Justin, he has some special needs, and he doesn't have the ability to learn, you know, pieces yet, but he's 16. God's got a plan for everybody.
He does, and he's not done. And then your husband, of course, is a vital part. He is your sound guy.
Oh, yeah. Couldn't do it without him.
But how many churches do you visit during a year?
Like 125 to 100 around in there.
That's amazing.
We're going a lot every weekend, just about.
Wow, every weekend. That's amazing.
Yeah. God is.
That's incredible. Now, do you also work a full-time job?
I do. I'm a director at the Senior Citizens of Shoals in Lagodi, Indiana. So I work a full-time job. And my husband does. And my daughter that was with us, she does too. She's a teacher.
Another aspect of your group I just love is that you write your own music. That's just amazing. Your latest, I've got a lot of your CDs, but the latest you put out is called Inverted Valleys. Can you tell us about that writing process and how you just come up with some of the ideas?
Yes, I can. When COVID hit, I was traveling. I was actually in a different job at that time. I was in a corporation, a school corporation, as their payroll. And I would travel from home. It's 45 minutes to get there. And I had the road to myself. The most eeriest feeling that I've ever had to endure would be traveling for 40-some minutes all by yourself. Nobody on the roads whatsoever until I hit Highway 37. There were some few box trucks for businesses, but mainly you were by yourself. And whenever I was traveling back and forth, God gave me this song that there's some things that we can hold on to that are really real in a world that seems to fall apart right before our eyes. And I have to give God the credit for this one. I wrote it when I was traveling back and forth with the hours and the dead time that was between there, and that's just my encouragement that God gave me during that time.
Let's hear now Judith Montgomery, Heaven Is Waiting. With all families, there's challenges, and you've had a couple of health challenges with your children. Tell us about it.
My oldest son, he had a melanoma level 2 when he was 17 that God brought him through. God's been so good to me and my family. With Justin, God has spared his life, and it only God alone has done it 2 times I know of. Whenever he came a month and week early when he was born. And then at 28 days, he got viral meningitis and was rushed to Riley's. Didn't give him much hope of living. And I remember going to the chapel there at Riley's Children's Hospital and begging God to give me the grace to let go. And God touched him that very next morning. And we were out in 7 days. And to me, that's a miracle. But he does have, you know, some issues from that. But as a whole, I mean, he does chainsaws. He does four-wheelers, drives a tractor. God has given him a really good life, and only because of God. And when he was 6 years old, he had a grand mal seizure that was over 2 hours long, and they lifelined him out. He was coding when they took him and loaded him up. And between the hospital and up at Riley's again, God touched him one more time. And there was nothing. He was hooked up to nothing when we got up to Riley's up there. So just God's merciful to us that there must be a plan in Justin's life.
He is a delightful young man. I enjoyed meeting him. He's just so much personality.
Definitely.
Personality plus. I think it's fantastic. So whatever shyness that mom had, Justin is making up for it, my friend.
You're right.
Loved it. You've got another song you wanted to talk about the goodness of God.
Yes. You know, when you're going through trials, and we all do, there is one thing that we can always praise him in the darkest times of our life. And I'm so glad the goodness of God will carry us through. He's never failed, and he never will. That song means so much to me because I've been going through some heavy trials recently of my own, that it reminds us that God is always good all the time.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am goodness.
Judith Montgomery is our guest today, and we're getting to know her musical family and what her life consists of. Now, Judith, traveling that much, do you mainly stay close to home? Are there other areas that you've ventured into?
We travel in different states. We've actually sang on some cruises, and then we still do, by the way. We just did this year. We've sang in different states, but mostly, like you said, we mostly sing around a 2-hour to 3-hour radius, although we usually try to go wherever God calls us.
What are you sensing when you go into the churches? Is God showing you anything?
I'm sensing a lot of people going through a lot of pain. It seems like people are so hungry to hear you sing. They just are. They're hungry for the message that we have to bring to them.
Yeah, and you had a real positive message. Now, it was at Christmas time when I got
yes.
to see you. So just the beautiful, wonderful Christmas songs, but a lot of your originals as well. So it was very uplifting, and I just came away really encouraged.
That is exactly what we want to project, because that is the goodness of God that we can give to other people, encourage you along your way. Thank you for that.
Mm. I think we have time for one more song. What's another favorite off your CD?
To be honest with you, I like them all. They all mean something special in their own way. You know what I mean? That's why we choose them. God's got a bigger thing going on. And that one there is so true than what our little bitty eyes can see. It's a message just all in itself that we need to trust God no matter what's going on around us through the eyes of faith.
Silas, sitting in the darkness, singing to the walls of the jail. Far from being worried, not a bit discouraged, they knew God's plan would prevail. You see, in the other room, God was pursuing the soul of a lost prison guard. When walls began a shaking, earth began a quaking, he gave his heart to the Lord. A bigger thing going on than what these little bitty eyes can see. He's already working on tomorrow, making sure this sorrow's gonna work a lot of good for me. He's using all my earthly circumstances to get me ready for eternity. God's got a bigger thing going on than what these little bitty eyes can see. Joseph, sold by his brothers, carried to a wicked foreign land, thrown into a prison, no one there to help him. Still, Joseph knew God had a plan. You see, Pharaoh started dreaming, asked could Joseph help him. Joseph told the reason for his dream. The famine was avoided, Joseph was promoted, God's people had more than they could eat. Bigger thing going on than what these little bitty eyes can see. He's already working on tomorrow, making sure the sorrow's gonna work a lot of good for me. He's using all my earthly circumstances to get me ready for eternity. God's got a bigger thing going on than what these little bitty eyes can see. You're wondering if your God's still alive. Seems that he's forsaken, he's so far away, and you're asking him to please tell you why. Well, friend, let me tell you, he will never fail you. With your eyes of faith, you will see. He's got a plan that's working, this you know for certain. A loving and faithful God is he. God's got a bigger thing going on. These little bitty eyes can see. He's already working on tomorrow, making sure the sorrow's gonna work a lot of good for me. He's using all my earthly circumstances to get me ready for eternity. God's got a bigger thing going on than what these little bitty eyes can see. God's got a bigger thing going on in my sorrow's gonna work a lot of good for me. He's using all my earthly circumstances to get me ready for eternity. God's got a bigger thing going on than what these little bitty eyes can see. God's got a bigger thing going on than what these little bitty eyes can see.
Judith, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy life to share your music and your heart with us on Mark and Friends.
I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be able to lift God up.
We'll definitely have you back on. We still need to talk about your song, Bigger. And we didn't even get to Megan. She is a very important part of the Judith Montgomery family. Thanks so much for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media and the WLUJ family of stations. Coming up tomorrow, Pastor Jason Schiffo is again our Bible teacher. This has been recorded in Champaign. Everybody got together and Pastor Jason opened up the Word of God and they also got to share as well. So thanks so much for being a part of our day. You're the important part, my friend. We wouldn't be here without you.